Well, Gary, your first away win as Blackpool manager, and very convincing in the end, very convincing.
I thought it was a very good away performance, like you say. First of all, I have to congratulate the Blackpool fans that have travelled an awful long way in such terrible conditions. You know, the number that we had here today was great from them and much appreciated by us and the team. And like you say, a good win for them to go home with.
You must have been slightly concerned at half-time that you didn't get the goals that your first half display, you know, should have had. But yeah, in the end, the goals did arrive.
Yeah, very much so. And that's what was said at half-time. You know, we felt that we'd done well with our possession, but we hadn't been ruthless enough in front of goal. And a lot of that was just a bit more care needed. And we spoke about that at half-time. Switched the two wingers over to try and provide us with more opportunities to shoot with their stronger foot and provide more crosses. And fortunately for us, that happened in the second half.
I think what happened today was you missed chances, but straight away, within minutes, you scored. So you didn't dwell too long on those misses. There was a header at the far post from Brad Potts that he missed, and then a few seconds later, he sets up Colin Daniels' first goal.
Yeah, and that's credit to them. Like you say, you can't dwell on it. You've got to get on with it. And like you say, I think Potts would have been, you know, devastated that he's not got on the score sheet himself, but he showed great composure to set Colin up, and a great decision. And that was just what was missing first half, we felt.
And Colin with his left foot, great strike, and then with his right foot, a clipped ball into the back of the net as well. Nice finish.
No, the first one's a wonder goal. And I think, you know, if that was in the Premiership, it would be repeated and repeated on Match of the Day tonight. But it was a wonderful finish. And then we know he is two-footed, and he showed that with the coolness that he finished his second with.
And Armand Nangele missed the penalty. What did you make of that and the decision to give it to him?
Well, he's lucky that we've won, because he would have been fetching that ball that he's put over the bar if we hadn't. That was my view of it. But in all seriousness, again, you know, he recovered quickly and made sure that he got in at the back post and put that one away.
It's probably what you want when you've missed a penalty like that, and the way he did it, to get a nice tap in for a striker is what you need.
And again, like you say, to open his account for us. So, you know, he's done well since he came in, and he's been a handful for us. And, you know, he's got his goal now, so that should settle him down even further, and we see more from him.
And you look such a threat on the counter-attack. Is that going to be key to getting away wins this season, to be able to do that?
Well, I think not just away wins, home wins as well. We've got the personnel to mix the game up and provide opportunities, you know, in our play, and counter is one of those as well. So we're delighted with the performance on that.
Got to ask you as well, you got a bit of a rollicking off a steward before kick-off, didn't you? For walking on the pitch?
Yeah, I've never had that before. I got told to get off the pitch, which was quite funny, wasn't it? I didn't know he was talking to me, but I apologise if I upset him by walking on the pitch.